21-5. Brad Hardy, we have won the Ashes, and I am very, very happy. I'm sure you are too.
Good afternoon, Ollie Ferguson. Now, I've got you on camera. Can you put your shirt back on? Enough.
I've been running
You're wrong with an English soccer player who's just scored, and all of a sudden you're running around, pulling your shirt off, swinging it in the air. 3-0? Well, yeah, well, it worked out. Even the gods couldn't prevent us from winning today, mate. It looked like it was going to be an awful day over your way. And then, of course, with the pitch problems, we thought, oh, God, is everything's conspiring against the Aussies. But they didn't need long. And
well, the Barmy Army did the best they could yesterday, Brad, with a rain dance. They were going as hard as they could, and it worked for them at one stage. And obviously we thought, oh, no, they're going to get away with a draw here somehow. But thank goodness they deserved to lose, and they've lost.
Yeah, and wasn't a remarkable game when you've got a bloke making a double century and then you've got three blokes making centuries, and the game's really much wrapped up in less than 4.5 days. Amazing.
It is.
Amazing. So they've got a few problems, haven't they? But look, I think there's a couple of things that came out of it. Obviously, Mitch Marsh is, you know, sort of
what
done a brilliant job on the weekend, which is great. So, you know, he's done really well. But Tim Payne, I felt sorry for him, Ollie. I mean, 49 not out yesterday, and he's on the comeback trail, and I know games, you know, cricket is a game of statistics, right? So he's made 350s in his brief career. He's only playing about his seventh test or something. They could have given him one more run, couldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, one more.
one more,
in case. You never know when the curtain's going to come down. I recall some time ago, I think it was Paul Rifle might have been skippering the Bush Rangers, and I think Maxie Klinger was playing for them in those days. And I think he declared one day in a Pura Cup game, and Maxie Klinger was on 99. Not out, you know. You'd be filthy, wouldn't you?
Absolutely filthy.
But the English have got a lot of problems, haven't they? Full credit, I've just listened to the press conferences. They did Trevor Bayliss, and of course he was put under the hammer, and one journal asked him whether he was the man to take them forward. And he said, well, look, no need to panic. He said, look, we've been at a pretty good record over the last couple of years. We haven't done well here. And Joe Root, to his credit, also came out and said that the pitch hadn't misbehaved, those wet, damp spots, which they had to dry out this morning, where they used your hairdresser to dry the pitch.
You knew it was my hairdresser because of the industrial blowers. That's how big my head is. They needed an industrial blower to be able to dry it.
All it needed was a colour and a cut then. So they've got some real problems though, haven't they? I mean, Alistair Cook, we've spoken about him. Moeen Ali continues to get out to Nathan Lyon. Broad's bowling poorly at the moment. They've got quite a few things. And look, Vince needs to stay in longer. They're a bit like an inconsistent footy team, aren't they? They're showing in sessions where, like a team does in quarters, where they can really match it with the Aussies, but they just don't sustain it for long enough. So you'd think, I don't know what they've got in backup, but I'll probably have to look at maybe making one or two changes, you'd think, going into the Boxing Day test, because now you're going into junk time, because it's, you know, you're sort of hoping that guys can resurrect their careers like Alistair Cook and that. But, you know, how much is it going to count for now, Ollie? The fact that the series is done and dusted.
That's it. And England, if they're smart about it, and Alistair Cook has a good long hard think about his future, if he's not going to hang around, well, he probably should retire, go home for Christmas, give somebody the opportunity to play in front of 100,000 on Boxing Day and start to cement their position in an English team going forward. So there's a few honest conversations that I imagine the English players would be having tonight and the selections going forward to Boxing Day. There'll still be a huge spectacle, Brad, and the Boxing Day test, even though if the Ashes is lost, you'll still get 100,000 to the G on the 26th of December.
Sellout. It's a sellout. You can't get a ticket. I mean, there's only a few on eBay and a couple on Gumtree, but they're only at face value. But there's not many. Not many. There will be. It is an event, that's for sure. And I think with Cook, I mean, he's just in. When you're having a runabout, you know, it's just amazing. You know, you just can't do anything right. And hopefully, I hope he can try and see it out. And, you know, but, you know, as you say, rightfully so, it might be a bigger call made by someone else, just to give him a little tug of the coat and say, mate, might be time.
Yep, all right, we'll watch that. And Mick Fanning's future, what's he going to do?
Sounds as though the noises of the jungle drums are beating, he might be going to give it away.
Okay.
He's competed in Hawaii, just got knocked out over there in the last day or so, and he may have confided in a few of his Aussie teammates that this will be the last time he actually, you know, surfs at Hawaii. So you dare say He's getting on a little bit. Unless he's going to become selective like Tiger Woods was trying to do and other players have tried to do in tennis and things like that, where he just wants to, you know, surf every now and then. So, but it does sound like the noises are that Nick Fanning might be going to pull up stumps and hang up that board again, mate. So he's been brilliant. He's been a wonderful contributor, and he's been a world champion, and he's been a great role model and a great influence on a lot of people around the country and around the world, to be honest. So well done to him if he does happen to do that, mate.
Indeed.
So, and as I let you go, mate, there's a footy club under siege right now at the moment, and I think we're going to be reading and hearing a little bit more about it as time rolls on. And at the moment, there's a lot of board meetings at this particular footy club where they haven't been scheduled, and they're going for long periods of time. I'll just leave it at that, my friend.
All right, Brad. I look forward to hearing more detail on that as the days progress. You have a wonderful evening. We'll catch up tomorrow.
All the best, Ollie. Put that shirt back on.
See you, Brad.